Praise the Lord. Who is the next person to testify? Who is the next testifier? Let the next testifier make a joy.
Alice.
The windows of heaven are open.
Shower your
kingdom run does not fall.
Oh yeah.
But for the showers we bring.
Showers of blessing.
Showers of blessing.
Father, shower your blessing.
Showers of blessing we need.
That's what we need. Oh.
The kingdom run does not fall. But for the showers we bring.
Hallelujah. There shall be showers of blessing. Turn and look at your neighbor and bless your neighbor. This is how we bless people in this church. I want to bless you. Please tell me, what can I do for you? You go tell them. They ain't go tell you. Instead, go ask you. Because as he do for you, you go do for him too. So please, face your neighbor now and bless your neighbor. Thank you. Why you they shout now? Talk to your neighbor, you they shout. You don't bless your neighbor? Hallelujah. It's good to go to church like this. We don't bless one another. They will go come. May God bless us. Well, the blessing will start with you first. Bless your neighbor. Before we now come meet the one where your neighbor no fit do for you. Then we go to God to do the other one for us. I hope everybody has been blessed by your neighbor here. There's one brother where they do feet washing for somebody. So they ask, make I pray for you. Pray for me. Say, pray for me. Then they do feet washing for this church. He said, I beg, pray for me, my condition, play my children there for house now, no school fees. Now they're there for house. The man said, how many them be? I think he said, well, two or three of them. He said, they're there for house, which level? Say, they're primary school. I said, now so, from feet washing, you know, it's not the top, because when we finish feet washing, we normally hug ourselves and pray. Now from there, so you're picking them for, as you know, school, say, Now he give the children scholarship. Yes. So please, anytime you are coming to this church, be ready to bless somebody. And it is more blessed to give than to receive. Praise the Lord. I hope everybody here has been blessed. Tonight we are going to take questions, question and answers. Please, those who have better questions. Amen. And anybody, any unbeliever, in fact, any human being that you see is prospering in this earth, there is a power that is helping him to prosper. Anybody at all. Amen. All of them. There's unbeliever, they either belong to one cult, or they belong to, they have one babalawo, we give them something where they sacrifice every time for their backyard. Or they, one thing or the other. And you say you are a Christian, and you want to prosper, and the power that God has given, the highest power that has been given on earth, was released on the cross on Calvary. All we need to do is to bring this great God behind us and we'll become unstoppable. Then Christian, as we talk now, some of them lie down, stretch their leg. For Lagos here, on bed now, they watch us for television. They stretch their leg for house. One sister testified to me today. That night, although she sent a transfer, she no get it. But throughout that night, the Holy Ghost no go and sleep for her room. Carry her up, carry her down. Until VG finish. All of you for Lagos, where they watch me now. And you be member of Bride Assembly, or you call yourself online. Waiting be online with the Lagos, waiting be online. You don't know you're cheating yourself. People are doing in this hard time for this country. Instead of sitting down and crying, Buhari, 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 Come and cry, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Oh. Praise the Lord. There's a song that says, where will I go but to the Lord? Can we have that song? Let me hear the sisters. Hey, where will I go? Sisters.
God, we will die till the day. When Jesus comes, all fears are wiped away. He takes the gloom.
He takes the gloom.
And fill my life with glory. For all is dead. When Jesus comes, oh hallelujah. The death of fire is broken when Jesus comes.
When Jesus comes,
our tears
are wiped.
He takes the gloom.
He takes the gloom. I feel alive with God.
For all is dead.
For all is
when Jesus comes. When Jesus comes.
When Jesus comes.
When Jesus comes,
when Jesus comes,
our fears,
our fears are wiped away.
He takes the gloom,
he takes the gloom. I feel my life with
you.
When Jesus comes, he comes.
Hallelujah. God bless you. God bless you. Be seated. God bless you, be seated. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Okay. Okay, our online members, can we greet them? Can we wave and greet our online members? Eh? Say all over to our online members. Shalom, 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 shalom. Wherever you are this evening, we greet you all in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. You're number one.
Shalom, church.
It's number one.
Praise the living Jesus.
It's my student. It's my student.
Praise God.
You know, I started seeing you in our church on Sundays. For some time, I've been seeing you in the church here on Sundays. Yes. What happened?
Sometimes, maybe once in a month.
You come here on Sunday?
Yes.
Well, okay. Where do you actually worship?
I'm a member of the Apostolic Church.
Okay, Apostolic Church. Yes. We are of the Apostolic Faith too.
Yes.
So we are the same. God bless you. Thank you.
Yeah, I have only one question, but I want to contribute to the doctrinal teaching you had on a church planting.
Yes.
I was unable to join that program. Though I've mentioned it one day here in my question. My stand on that day was the one Pastor Wilson emphasized. In ordaining pastor, most especially by you or those people that went out from here, by the nature of a man, there should be an element to watch those people you are ordaining that they don't go on their own way. Because just like in the political setup, when they don't have any noise or problem from a state, doesn't mean that they don't have problem there. When they agree to do wrong things, you will not hear of any problem there. Same thing in the church. So there should be an element, though it was emphasized not to have authority over them to some extent, but I don't know how you will do it. I think it's very necessary, sir. That is contribution. That should supposed to be my contribution to that debate.
Is that how it is done in the apostolic church?
The apostolic church.
I mean your apostolic faith church, where you belong, your denomination.
It's a denominational church. So you know the style of the denominational church. The pastor are ordained, and the tenant of the church is there.
You are recommending something to us. Have you recommended this to your church?
That is what is in the, I'm joining that your discussion as we discuss. Remember me. Even Pastor Chris also mentioned it in that discussion.
I am saying that you belong to a system. Is that the system they practice? You say no. Have you made any effort to correct it in that system?
No, that is the system going on in the denominational, where they have their church here and they have center.
But you are a denominational man.
Yes.
Are you not a denominational man?
Yes.
So why are you supporting a system that you don't believe in?
I'm only contributing. Sorry, sir. Because you have seen it already, sir. Because you mentioned
there is
it.
Something in yes. law. My yes, language call it sopru. In law, you call local standard.
Eh? He cannot because he does not have the local standard.
Thank you
the
very
local
much.
Standard to, because you don't practice it. You
thank
don't
you
have
very
the local
much.
Standard to suggest it or
therefore, you have
FM.
No local standing. Local standing. To provide that solution.
No, sir, it's the other way. That is what is practiced. That's what I said. Not that they don't practice.
No. You see, if you had told me it is because of this wrong system, that's why I have left the denomination, then I would have discussed freely with you because I have no reason to understand why you are bringing it up to us here. That's why I say you have no local standard.
Pastor, you mentioned it once, sir.
It is called also in law, ultra-vires. I'm not a lawyer, but it's just English yes, speaking. Now, listen, sir. Listen. You make it look as if it is something new. It is nothing new. Everything, the church... God gave us the apostolic faith standard foundation. We are supposed to build on it. Anything contrary will be wrong. Now, the system whereby you go and have control over another church. Control. I say control. We cannot have control over another church because every church is sovereign on its own. Every church is sovereign, and no church will have branch. You can only have control over the church you establish. And you cannot pastor more than one church. And because you cannot pastor more than one local church, you cannot exert control over there. Now, but you can have influence over there. Now, influence is different from control. And there must be a reason why you will have influence in that church. It is either because they are offshoot of your ministry, therefore, they look up to you for counsel, for advice. And when the church is going somehow, then you use that influence to come and gather them back. But not to assert control until you can post, demote, promote, and then bring, pay them salary, and then all the tithes and offerings are sent to you at the headquarters. It is now control, and it must not be so scriptural. Thank you.
But sir, that is what I emphasize. That's why I say I'm not talking about control, but some element. That's what I say. You
no,
can mention
there should be anything. No element at all of control, but there should be full influence. Influence is different from control. Thank you.
So, sir, before I ask my question.
You never asked?
I've never asked the questions. Sir, you should standardize that influence, sir, so that for the benefit
we
of
had
the body
it,
of Christ.
It was a live program, so you will have contributed.
I tried to call, but, you know.
No,
the...
now you will have sent us a text. They will read it because there were too many people calling from all over the world. Well, we've made it live because a lot of people don't understand what is happening. So God is using here to teach them what they are supposed to do. You'll be surprised that a few days ago, a whole church at Obuluku or so. Yes. Somebody called me from there, one of the members, and said, the whole church is hearing you now. He said they have put it on speaker and the whole phone is church is hearing you now. That there is somebody that evangelized and came there from Ogwashuku and came there and a few people believed and they have come together, but they didn't have pastor. My brother who used to be here relocated to that place and found a group and joined up, and then suddenly discovered that that man at Kwale is now seeing that place as his church. All the tithes should be sent to him, and that he wants to exercise authority over there. But when people's eyes are open, you can't catch them anymore. Amen. So they wanted to know what is the right thing to do. Are they this? The man is threatening. So I had to answer them. Forget it. I said, that man is looking for food to eat. He's not looking for souls to win. That it is wrong. In fact, after that church listened to me, because the whole church they were hearing, after the whole church listened, the response as I was hearing from the background made me know that they have been now liberated from the witchcraftcy of that man. It's wrong. And if a church were to open branch, you know, this church will have had the fastest growing branches. And please, I have inaugurated so many churches. I both here and outside Nigeria, in Europe, several of them. But they are not under me. They are not under me. And in Nigeria here, several of them. And we visit them from time to time. And whatever assistance they need, and ministers visit them from time to time. But they are not under me. They don't even have to be a Brand Assembly Church. There is an assistance we give some of them. I protested, but later on I understood why they have to do it. When the church just starts, it's not easy to register. So before they gather and they are capable of registering, they need a cover. So they ask us and we tell them and they bear the name Bride Assembly Church. They will continue to bear that name for a cover. So that if they want to come after them, they will tell them they are registered. And they will use the language that the law can understand. Our headquarters is in Lagos. We are only giving them a backing, just as it is in Cameroon. There are only few organizations that have been registered by the government. If you want your church to be registered, you must come under that organization. If they don't recognize you, you won't be given any. In fact, it is that organization that gives out the certificates. And if you don't have it, so all intermediate churches, they go there and they collect it. But that is the certificate they have collected to legalize themselves. And so, but it's not the paper that matters. It's not even the name you bear that matters, but what you are doing there that matters. So we will give any support anywhere. And some of them, you can't open a bank account without a registration. So to enable them to have an account, we even write as if it is our branch that is opening an account there. And we tell them, they give us the name of the people in their church, there will be signatory to it. And then we sign that, please, a board of trustees, nominate so people to open church, to open account for our branch in so place. And they open it and they operate it. And they are not under us. We don't go there to check their account and income and expenditure. And then it's between them and God. But what we watch is not the account. We watch their doctrines. We watch where they are going. And the day they go up, we just cut off. That's all. We are on their own. Thank you.
But sir, when you cut off, what happened to the fool, sir?
To who?
If you see that they are going the other way and you cut off, how will you bring them back?
When people sitting down here, were they not in the denomination? When they discover that the denomination went the way they were going, what do? You come out. You come out, that's all.
You've answered my question.
That is why I said we assert influence there. If we have enough influence there, and the man has decided to go off, we will send another person to that town. And those people will move and follow him. Simple. That's the meaning of the influence.
Yeah, thank you, sir.
Thank you.
That's exactly what I wanted.
Yes.
My questions comes from Tuesday Shiloh.
Yes.
One boy wants to be baptized. He said that he was baptized somewhere before, maybe here, maybe some years back. He now went back to the world. He wants to baptize. You told him it's not necessary.
Yes.
But my question is on the purpose of baptism. When Paul said that it's not for our washing of the body, but of good conscience to God. Now, this brother came again within himself. He didn't have that good conscience again. He wanted to be rebaptized. And he said it's not necessary, sir. So this is the question I want to ask.
Are you talking of the conscience?
Yes, sir.
After baptism or conscience before baptism?
After baptism.
No, that is not what the scripture says. Can we open it? 1 Peter chapter 3. Can we open in verse 21? Let's read from verse 20. That is when Christ died. He went to the souls that are in prison. Verse 20 says, which sometime were disobedient, when once the long-suffering of God waited in the days of Noah, while the ark was up preparing, wherein few, that is, 8 souls were saved by water. They were saved by water. The like figure whereunto even baptism doth also now save us. Not the putting away of the field of the flesh. Baptism is not for the putting away of the field of the flesh, but the answer of a good conscience towards God by the resurrection of Jesus Christ. So, you are supposed to have repented. We are talking about the answer of a good conscience. The conscience here now talks about conviction, being convinced and convicted in your conscience. And in that estate, you give your life to Christ. And then you go for the remission of your sins. Now, after that, because, like Peter said, it does not put away the field of the flesh. Water baptism does not convert you. What converts you is the conviction that you have. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
It leads to conversion. Now, so if after water baptism, for any reason, you backslid, you go back to the world, what God expects us to do is repentance. Just go and confess your sin before the Lord and repent. And He will cleanse us. 1 John chapter 1, verse 9. Can we read it? This is what he said. If we confess our sins, who are the we? The believers. He said, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Go to 1 John chapter 2 and verse 1. Chapter 2 and verse 1. So that you understand, those of us that are under the blood. He said, my little children, this is right I unto you, that you sin not. And if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous. So why do you talk about an advocate? It's the Lord Jesus Christ, because you are now under his blood. By the reason of that water baptism you went. So his blood will speak for you when you commit sin. You come before the throne of grace. That is why the mercy seat is there. That is why he is also called the high priest of our profession. So when you commit sin, God is interested in your restoration. Repent. Repentance. God bless you.
Thank you.
Don't
sir.
Go and rebaptize. Yes. Yes.
In Acts chapter 1, where Peter was saying something about Judas Iscariot, that let his place be received by order, that he bought a field.
Where is the scripture?
Acts of the
Prophet. Which one? Which place in Acts?
Chapter 1. I was reading it today.
Okay, you're not sure of the place.
It's Acts chapter 1.
Acts chapter 1.
Yes.
You don't know the verse?
Verse 16, 17, 18,
19. Yes. What's the question?
He was like, Judas Iscariot purchased a field with the reward of iniquity. So I was looking at it like, well, is it the money he sold Jesus for? But there
that
was
is the money he sold Jesus for now.
But there was a said he restituted it after he repented.
Restituted to who?
Like
he brought it to them now. What they needed, they have already gotten it. The cost of that money they gave him was Jesus Christ. They have gotten and done what they wanted to do with it. You are returning the money. They don't need the money. So they said, carry your thing, go. What do you want? We have gotten it. Of course, he threw it there at the temple and went away. But they will not use it. They still took it and kept it somewhere else.
Okay, I was thinking maybe because he was in charge of the money, probably he stole some money already.
The money, the 30 pieces of silver. Okay, there's a question from France. Nosayaba from France, Mr. Nosayaba, please. Sir, can one live a holy life when he has not received the baptism of the Holy Ghost? Also, can anyone be a prayer leader without the baptism of the Holy Ghost? Two questions. Can one live a holy life without the baptism of the Holy Ghost? It's just like you saying, can a mango tree bring forth mango fruit when it is not? Can a tree bring forth mango fruit when it is not a mango tree? Can a tree bring forth mango fruit when it is not a mango tree? So also, you cannot live a holy life without the Holy Ghost. Praise the Lord. Now take note. There is self-righteousness that can be very easily mistaken for the fruit of the Spirit. But because it is effort you are making on your own, the Bible calls it filthy rag before God. So it is not acceptable. You can't. Now the second question is, can one lead a prayer group when he has not received the Holy Ghost? It's not everyone that has the Holy Ghost that can lead the prayers. There are two groups of people that can effectively lead prayers. The first group are those who have a gift. It's a gift for prayers. It's a gift. And when the unction comes, they lead. And remember, the word is lead. So it also has to do with leadership. You may know how to pray, but you may not know how to lead people to pray. So you must have that grace. And the second group that can lead prayer, that group does not need the Holy Ghost. They are those who themselves, they get problem. If you not sabi pray, that's because you don't get problem. If you have problem, you will know how to pray. But that is on a lighter mood. On a very serious note, you don't lead any group spiritually until it is in line with your call. You must have the grace to do it. If not, you will mess it up. Leadership is leadership. And it's not every gifted person that can lead. We're talking about leadership. So please, the ability, leadership is the ability to coordinate, to harness your resources together to achieve a common goal. So once anybody doesn't have it, he may even be a prophet, but he may not have the ability to lead. And he may even be a preacher, but he may not have the ability to lead. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Nosiah Bab from France.